Six Nations Community Youth Outreach will be bringing nightly gospel music to the Six Nations community from July 2nd to July 9th. The group was looking for permission from Six Nations elected council to use a property located on Tuscarora Road, which is under ownership of Six Nations elected council. Six Nations Community Youth Outreach inquired about the possibility of using the property during the June 19th political liaison meeting. Arlene Martin, executive director for Six Nations Community Youth Outreach, said the land the group is proposing to use was a site that was donated to the Six Nations community for church use by its original landowner.
Yeah, 38 years ago, I worked for Fran and John Miller, the captains, Fran and John Miller, Salvation Army. I was a manager of the store, and I ultimately became part of their church, managing things in the church. And they shared with me back then that, I can't remember his name, but Murray Vickers' brother donated that land for church use. So I just wanted to have that on record at Six Nations Council. And later, my husband said that Murray confirmed it with him, saying, yeah, my brother donated that for church use. So we want to take advantage of that and use it for that.
Jace Martin, a local Six Nations musician also with Six Nations Community Youth Outreach, detailed the plans for nightly gospel music during the week of July 2nd to July 9th.
And we are wanting to plan a nightly musical event for the community, that we could welcome the community to that property, like by setting up a nice tent outside and having music nightly from July 2nd to the 9th. At 7 p.m. every night, and with like light refreshments, and probably, I'm not sure if we're going to have sandwiches or anything like that, but just like to welcome the community and have like music from different musicians come in every night. From probably, yeah, Kenny and Sonia Salt agreed to come.
Morgan Jacobs.
Yeah, Morgan Jacobs Church. So we're going to have like different nightly performers coming, just like kind of celebrate and be together as a community for the week. So, and we want it to be like the first, hopefully, of many events in the future at that property. So, yeah, we were just hoping to seek permission to use that property to kind of have this event and bring the community together and just play some music.
Six Nations Chief Mark Hill says he appreciates the work the group is doing to help bring the community together.
I think at this point in time, I obviously post COVID, it's always nice to get, together as a community as much as we can. So yes. I do appreciate the work that you're doing in that nature.
Jace Martin spoke to the safety precautions that will be taken during the nightly events, saying that the group will have volunteers in place to help manage with traffic, and that the group will also be informing Six Nations Police of the event.
We're going to definitely have people there to help with parking and to manage parking and the flow of traffic. We don't really feel like it's going to be too hectic as far as the first event and everything like that. And we're definitely going to let the police know that we're having the event and the nights that we have them. And then from the first event, even the first evening, we'll understand more of the how many people are coming and traffic issues, and we can deal with them accordingly.
Six Nations elected council granted Six Nations Community Youth Outreach permission to use the property located at 1573 Tuscarora Road for the nightly events, featuring a number of local Six Nations artists performing gospel music for the community.